The science fiction and fantasy genres have been littered with invisibility themes. H.G. Wells' Invisible Man, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, and the Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four are only a few examples. Each of these characters uses a different method to become invisible. Harry Potter has his famous cloak, the Invisible Man becomes transparent by making his refractive index uniform, and the Invisible Woman creates a field that distorts the geometry of space around her. Professor Ulf Leonhardt from St. Andrews University is one of the pioneering scientists trying to make invisibility a reality, being inspired by a combination of science fiction and fantasy, as well as the infinite possibilities that metamaterials can provide. These are materials that are specifically designed for a special purpose. To make something invisible, physicists aim to bend light around objects using these metamaterials, therefore creating the illusion that the object isn't there. Professor Leonhardt's expertise lie in the development of these properties that these materials would need in order to render something invisible.
Invisibility is a certain transformation of space. So what you do there is you create an optical illusion, that is that an object, an extended object, actually becomes infinitely small. So you shrink its image to a single point. And because you cannot see a point, it becomes invisible. So that is given by the nature of this transformation. Key thing is that optical materials, like a piece of glass or water, they appear as if they would change the measure of space around you. So they create their own space. So therefore, with the use of optical materials, you can change the geometry of space. The question is only which kind of geometry you would need, for example, for invisibility or for perfect imaging. And that is then the task of the theorist to find it out and translate this into material properties. The real space-time geometry applies to everything. And whereas, so the effective geometries that one can make with optical materials, they are specific, so they apply to light or electronic waves within the typical band of the spectrum.
He has worked on many projects concerning the manipulation of light, including artificial black holes and invisible cloaking. His latest project has been with an international team of mathematicians who have been working on a concept which has been dubbed Schrödinger's hat. Many will have heard of Schrödinger's cat, a thought experiment designed by Erwin Schrödinger in the 20th century to show that observations of quantum interactions interfere with the experiment, ultimately affecting the outcome. Schrödinger's hat is so far only a mathematical idea that tries to minimize the interference with experiments.
There are devices to manipulate waves, so you extract the energy of a wave without really distorting it. So you gradually, over time, you're able to tap wave energy and localize this in the Schrödinger hat, and then you remove the hat and suddenly the energy is available.
A Schrödinger's hat can be thought of as a type of eavesdropping mechanism, stealing infinitesimal amounts of energy from waves as they pass by without anybody noticing.
You have a wave that goes around the Schrödinger hat, and then you wouldn't notice that there is energy actually extracted from the wave. So this small amount of energy is always taken, but if you just look at the form of the waves, then it is the same as it would propagate just through empty space. So you wouldn't, it's like an invisible eavesdropping or extracting of wave energy from the wave. That's what's happening. So there's not an object hidden, but the fact that something is tapped from waves, this is what it is hidden.
This idea works for many different wave types, leading to several different applications of a Schrödinger's hat.
That can work with several types of waves, so beginning with sound waves. So you can make these devices for sound waves using metamaterials for sound waves, and these are they're surprisingly mundane. So you can make these things out of rubber and steel and create the functionality you would need for accumulating sound waves without distorting the flow of sound. That's one example. Other examples would be what is known as for plasmons. These are light waves that creep at the surface of metals. And there, with the help of metals and plastic, you can also localize these waves in a center and without distorting them. That's another application. Or perhaps also for electron waves in semiconductors, by an appropriate doping of the semiconductor with other materials, you can create a similar effect, that an electron wave, that you're able to trap the energy from the electron wave without disturbing it much. So there are various types of applications possible depending on the type of waves you would like to manipulate.
This means that it is doing exactly what the Schrödinger's thought experiment said would be impossible. Schrödinger said that if you observed a quantum interaction, you would be affecting the results. A Schrödinger's hat would be able to interfere with an interaction or a wave without being noticed, and hence not affecting the outcome. The applications of a device like this would be most beneficial for sensing systems.
If you want to sense a wave, say an electron wave, without disturbing it much, then it would be the minimal invasive sensor. So you detect something, but you're not changing it. Normally, if you look, particularly in the quantum world, so if you observe a quantum system, then you're going to change it. You're interfering with it. But this is, in a way, it's the minimal way of interfering with waves. For detecting it would be something like that.
Sound waves and light waves have a very different structure. Sound waves are a type of longitudinal wave, changing the pressure of the medium through which they travel. Light waves, or electromagnetic waves, are transverse waves, travelling at right angles to the direction of travel. To interact with different wave types, different metamaterial properties are required. Making metamaterials for interacting with sound waves would be simpler than for light waves, as they have a much longer wavelength, meaning that the individual cells in the metamaterial wouldn't need to be so small.
Metamaterials, they are easiest to manufacture for sound waves because the wavelength of sound is rather large, so it's comparable to the scale of the human body, and therefore you don't have to make very, very small cells in your device. So these are materials where the functionality, so their property comes from their structure. So the way how they consist of little cells, much smaller than the wavelength of the waves involved, sound waves or light waves. So you have to have a small structure in comparison with the wavelength. But then the materials used for those structures, they vastly differ because you need different properties. So for electromagnetic waves, what counts there is that you should have electromagnetic conductors, electric conductors, or transparent so-called dielectrics, materials like glass or so. Those are the ones interacting with electromagnetic waves. For sound waves, you need materials where there is a big difference in the speed of sound. So steel is a good example. The sound travels very fast in steel. Rubber, it travels very slowly, and so by combinations of steel and rubber, you can create a wide range of properties that influence then the propagation of sound waves.
Science fiction is increasingly becoming reality, with levitating trains and 3D televisions. But for a material like this to turn into something real would be something amazing. It has the potential to change many quantum physics experiments, allowing much more accurate observations.
And the first field where this is possible is, I think, in acoustics, and you could listen into sound without actually disturbing. So nobody would notice that you are there. Of course, in reality, I mean, you can have tiny microphones, and so I don't know how sophisticated the technology is to detect actually that there is someone listening into your conversation. And for the other applications, so sensing of electron waves, that. There, it's difficult to judge how long this would take, so that is certainly requires some engineering to get it done. And I don't want to commit to a time scale. So it's not science fiction, so it is doable.